Keith, Tim Carter, thanks so much for calling Ask the Builder here on WGRR 103.5. Good morning.
Good morning.
How can I help you, pal?
Well, I live in New Orleans, speaking of hurricane country.
Yes.
And it's plenty humid down here. I live across the street from the Mississippi River, and I'm building a house, and I've been reading on your website about vapor barriers and vapor retardants.
Yes.
And I'm a little confused because at one point you were recommending using a vapor retardant under the decking of the floor, and then there was a tag later saying that maybe that was not such a good idea, and I thought I'd call you up for some clarification.
Okay, where? Tell me where in this house you want to put a vapor retarder. I mean, what's the floor of the house going to be? A concrete slab, I would think.
No, the floor of the house, these are in New Orleans, because everything's wet, the houses are all on raised piers, so it'll be raised piers with a wood joists and a subfloor and then a hardwood floor on top of that.
Well, you sound the guy that we're going to be talking with the head, the most intelligent guy in the United States about that exact floor system.
I'm a big client of Southern Pine with pressure treated.
There you go. Yeah. Okay. So yeah, they're Richard Kleiner is going to be on here in just a few minutes. Here, my suggestion would be to do it exactly the way I just built my garden shed. I put a treated lumber raised floor system in, and then just before I put the treated, I actually put treated lumber plywood down too, because I didn't want to bring in wet garden.
I have done so as well. In fact, I framed the whole house with treated lumber.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So you guys have got, because of the Formosan termites. I mean,
yep, they're vicious.
Oh, they're just, those things are, that's like skull and crossbones.
This particular house, in fact, was built on a skeleton of another house that looked perfect, but every piece of framing lumber you grabbed was actually like crepe paper.
Really?
It looked like a stud, but there was no
structure left.
Well,
anyway, I put a vapor retarder right on top of the floor joist, stretched it as tight as I could, like a drum, and then I put the treated plywood right on top of it.
Okay.
And that way, any water vapor that's going to come up through that soil, which I know it is, it would kind of get into that shed in the wintertime and cause condensation on all the tools. I didn't want that to be a problem. You would have to do that in your area because of the exact reasons you said. If you didn't put a vapor retarder on top of that, it's somewhere. In other words, and I would want it before it got into the subfloor. See, that's why I like it to put it, you know, under the subfloor.
Under the
system.
Subfloor, right.
Yeah, I don't like it. I don't like the water to get into the subfloor.
Right.
Your hardwood floor would be a nightmare. It'd be a mess. I mean, it would just be all cupped and everything if you didn't put a vapor retarder in.
Now, let me ask you this. It seems to me that there's two types of vapor retardant that they're selling down here. There's the wall type and there's the roof type. Which type would you put down?
Well, the one that I would put down for your system would be the one that I talk about in the more recent vapor retarder column I've got, the one that meets that. It's about a four-year-old standard now, that ASTM 1745.
Uh-huh.
And a company called Raven Industries in South Dakota makes one called, like, Super Samson. There are some different ones out there. Stego Wrap makes one, but it's pretty heavy. These are commercial-grade vapor retarders that are typically cross-laminated products that are all made with virgin material.
Right.
Almost every single regular vapor retarder that you buy at a home center is made out of recycled goods, and it's got pinholes in it from the get-go.
Right.
I mean, it kind of does a halfway decent job, but it's not for what you would want. I mean, you have to spend a little bit more money.
Yeah, that's no problem.
Yeah, to get these better vapor retarders.
And is that the same vapor retarder that is the Super Samson, the same vapor retardant that you would use on the outside of the wall as well?
Well, maybe in a commercial application. Typically, for years, what's been used on the walls for vapor retarders has been a really lightweight, almost like a 2 mil vapor
right.
retarder. I mean, it's almost like Saran wrap.
Right.
I mean, but I would never use that on this floor. No way. It's just no way is it heavy enough.
Got it.
You've got to pull out the big guns and get the good stuff for this floor on your house.
Yep.
All right, Keith. Anything
Thank
else?
You so much.
Anything else, pal?
That'll work.
Okay. Well, we'll try to keep the floodwaters at bay, man.
Well, so far we've been lucky, but those poor fellows over there in Florida and southern Alabama are getting hammered.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. I just every time they talk about a hurricane coming close to New Orleans, they talk about the fact that you guys are 6-7 feet below sea level. That's kind of...
Fortunately, I'm on high ground, which means 8 feet above sea level.
Good.
Where I am.
But... All right, dude. Well, stay high and dry, buddy.
Thank you so much.
Well, thanks for coming to Ask the Builder, buddy. If you need any help, you know where to get me.
All righty. Thanks.
Thanks, Keith. All right, buddy. Bye.